This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
It's time to play like a Jet
with your host, Scott Mason.
Play like a Jet. What does that mean?
Mekhi Becton, ladies and gentlemen, human beings that large should not run as fast as Mekhi Becton did. And if you like people just abusing other humans, the Mekhi Becton tape is for you.
Denzel Mims with another monster score of 70 yards.
Quick pass to Crowder, trying to get him out of space. Slaps a tackle, and there he goes. It's a foot race, and Crowder is in there! A 69-yard touchdown.
Takes a shot, has Corey Davis wide open. Davis still going, and he's in for the touchdown.
Hill hit immediately when he got the handoff.
You know that's
the Q-inator.
Oh my gosh!
Listen, thank you.
From the PlayLikeAJet.com digital studios, this is Play Like a Jet. My name is Scott Mason. You can follow me on Twitter at PlayLikeAJet1, and we are going to jump into the weekend mailbag in a bit. But before we do, I just wanted to talk a little bit about what's been going on with the Jets. Nothing crazy from a football standpoint, but obviously the very sad news that Greg Knapp, who is going to be the passing game coordinator and quarterbacks coach for the team, has passed away. It was a freak accident. He was out bicycling near his home in California and was hit by a car. Only 58 years old, he leaves behind a wife and three daughters. And really what this reminds us of is that as much as we get wound up about football and as much as it plays an important part of our lives and we love it and it entertains us and we love to get fired up and argue and debate and yell and scream, really it's not that important in the grand scheme of things. Friends, family, that's what really matters. And life is precious and life is fragile. And as I said on Twitter, we should all just remember that every day on this earth is a gift. And hold your loved ones tight and be appreciative of them for as long as you have them. Because as we just saw with Greg Knapp, it could happen at any time. You just never know. So condolences to Greg Knapp's family and friends, everybody that knew and loved him. Just a tragic loss, horrible, gone way before his time at only 58 years old. And then as we transition back to the football field, two of the remaining three rookies that were unsigned have now signed, both Elijahs, Elijah Vera Tucker and Elijah Moore, under contract officially to the Jets. So anybody that was stressed out about that, you can put that off to the side. No need to worry about it anymore. Zach Wilson, still not signed. It is currently Saturday, and I expect this to change at any minute. As we know, the contracts are slotted, so it's not like they're haggling over money. There's language in the contract, different sorts of provisions that they're getting into. We remember a couple of years ago, the offset language with Sam Darnold. And then you had the tax situation with Quinnen Williams in 2019. So I expect this to get ironed out. I think it'll probably happen before training camp begins. But to be fair, training camp does begin on Tuesday. So it's entirely possible that it comes down to the wire, but I'm really not worried about it because, as I said, the important part of this, the actual salary and the guarantees are all baked in. So there's nothing that can be done there. There's no negotiation. If there's no movement that can happen on either side, that means that it's only a matter of time before this thing gets done. And I think it will get done sometime within the next couple of days. So with that said, let's jump right into the mailbag. Next question comes in from Jets and Golf Bets, Busy. He says, first offensive play of the season will be a run, a pass, a play action pass. I'm going to go with play action pass. I think that LaFleur is going to be looking to set the tone that way, and they're going to want to show the league and the fans that they're not the same old Jets just running and running and running. They're going to do a play action pass on the first play. Just a guess.
I think you are right, but the irony about it is I do still think that they're going to be a super red heavy team this year. And I think that he's going to probably open up with a play action pass, try to catch off guard, not an 80-yard bomb down the field, but it's a simple play action pass, try to hit like, you know, a 15-yard hitch or something just to get Zach comfortable and get the ball rolling. But I do think that there's still going to be a fairly run-heavy team this year.
Next question comes in from Tommy Griffin Krantz. He says, I know you guys are pizza lovers, but what are your thoughts on wings? Northeast PA, we do wings here as good as anywhere I've been. I've always had trouble finding good wings in North Jersey and the New York City area in general. I'm a wing fan. I don't eat them that much, but I do enjoy them. I will say that I agree with you. I think the wings are probably better in Northeast Pennsylvania, but I do think that the best wings that I've had are where wings were born, up in Buffalo, and I'm sure that my buddies Drew and Chris from the Rockpile Report would probably agree on that one. We had our flats versus drums discussion a while back. I'm more of a drum guy just because I don't like the whole poking of the wing or ripping it apart with the drum. You can just take the bite, and Chris likes the flats better because he thinks there's more meat to it. So that was pretty much where we fell there. But Chris, do you have any preference in terms of wings in any specific spots in New York and New Jersey? And we should throw in that Michael Palace asked this about hamburgers too. And honestly, there are good hamburger joints all over New York and New Jersey. And the thing that makes New York and New Jersey comparable, and it's different with pizza, is that New York and New Jersey both have excellent diners all over the place. And there's usually excellent burgers in these diners. A lot of these greasy spoons and diners, drive-ins and dives, as Guy Fieri says on his show. So I think that you can find really good burgers all across New York and New Jersey. And with wings, there's good wings, but elite wings, you're probably right, there are better places to get them.
Yeah, so wings is a weird thing because I do like wings. I like wings way better when there's some type of sporting event on, though. Like, I will almost never order wings as just like a regular meal without any sports on. But if I know there's sports on, I'm like, give me some wings. It's really weird that I want them that much more when sports are on, and I have like no interest in them most times when they're not. But for the most part, like, I can think of a lot of places that have good wings, really good wings even. I remember when I first went up to Buffalo, when they the Bulls year, the Fitzpatrick, they were going up there to play in the playoffs. We went, took the trip up there for that game. And I remember everybody telling me about the wings up there. And I was just like, how good can it be? Like, we're talking about chicken wings. Chicken wings are good, but like, my experience was they're only good or they're bad. And there's very few bad, but they're mostly just good. Like, what level of good are we talking about? And then I went up there and I was like, oh yeah, okay, there's a new level of good here. I was wrong. I underestimated the power of the good wings here. But in Jersey, there's a lot of good places. You can even go really good. It depends mostly on the sauces for me, but I can't think of any place in New Jersey that I would say is like great wings. And I haven't had wings in Northeast Pennsylvania, but the best wings I ever had were in Buffalo for sure. I'm also a bigger fan of barbecue than Buffalo wings. I like Buffalo wings are actually lower on my list, but when in Buffalo, those wings were great. And pizza is kind of, I mean, not pizza, burgers is kind of similar. I know I could physically take you to about five different places in the city that like don't, you know, they're like hole in the wall type joints. They like, you would never think that anything good would be found here, mm-hmm. but, I could take you physically to them. I could show you how to get there. I cannot tell you the names of these places because when I go in the city, I'm with somebody. I just follow them around. I don't pay attention to where I'm going. So I can't tell you the names, but there's a bunch of them. And you're absolutely right about the diners. And then there's so many different like signature burgers. Like even the diner by me makes this, they call it a rodeo burger. Barbecue burger with like an onion ring in it and all a couple different stuff, and it's just delicious. It's amazing. And it's just right down the street at the Randolph Diner, and it's so good, but it's also probably like the 23rd best diner burger that you're gonna get in New Jersey or in New York. Like you can definitely get them there. But yeah, I don't have too many names of places there, but I do know, especially in the city, man, if I talk to a couple of my friends, I might be able to get a name because they know the names. But that's another thing. I was like, okay, I love me a burger, but how good are the burgers we talking about? And then I went to the place and I was like, okay, you're right, you are absolutely correct.
Tommy also throws in boneless wings are not wings. That is a fact. Boneless wings are actually chicken nuggets with hot sauce on them. Corey Griffin, our friend, has talked about this a lot. And obviously, there's no such thing as a boneless wing because a wing, by definition, has bones in it. So, yeah, I think that's just clever marketing. Michael Palace also asks about Morgan Moses and whether or not the Jets would consider extending him in season and whether Moses himself would consider signing an extension in season. And this kind of goes along with what you were saying before with Marcus May. Morgan Moses is 30 years old. If he's having a really good year, he'd probably just want to hit the market and be able to get top dollar unless the Jets were willing to overpay. And I don't think that's going to happen with Joe Douglas. I don't see Moses wanting to sign an extension in season unless there's some sort of real chemistry there and he just loves it here and he doesn't want to go anywhere else. I would think that the much more likely scenario, if he's playing well, is that he'll ride it out and then maybe he stays with the Jets at the end of the season if they're the highest bidder, but maybe he goes somewhere else. This, again, of course, is if he's playing well. If he's not playing well, then the Jets aren't going to make him any offers anyway.
Yeah, I mean, the best way that would play out would have to be he's playing really well and the Jets say, let's throw him the bag before he gets to the market. Let's give him enough that he doesn't even want to wait and risk it. But they would have to throw him a bunch of money. Like he's not, if him and his agent are looking at a deal thinking we can get something even close to this, then they're not taking it. They're not going to have interest in it at that point. So Joe Douglas and the LaFleur, they would have to be like so enamored with him that they're like, okay, we're going to pony up some big time money for him right now.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The Jeep Grand Cherokee 4xe plug-in hybrid is built for the best of both worlds. For the city buzz. For the call of the wild. For finding solitude, for sharing memories, for day trips, and for far-roaming adventures. Because with gas and electric capability, the Jeep Grand Cherokee 4xe inspires you to explore more, to explore it all. Tap the banner to learn more. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Play like a Jet. Play like a Jet.
Next question comes in from Joe Horning. He says, have either of you ever had cold cheese pizza? Also, how did you both become Jets fans? I'm pretty sure we answered the cold cheese pizza question before, but yeah, I've had it and I enjoy it. I think it's really, really good. And I don't order it that way, but a lot of times I'll sort of create cold cheese pizza for myself. Also, as far as how we became Jets fans, Chris isn't a Jets fan, so this really only applies to me. As far as how I became a Jets fan, my father was a Jets fan, and he started taking me to games, and that was pretty much it. So, simple answer to a simple question there. Chris, you've had cold cheese pizza, right?
Yeah, it was much more of a college thing. You know, you order some pizza and then you're just still sitting there. Mm-hmm. And then a couple hours later, you don't have a microwave or any or toaster oven or anything. And you just eat cold pizza. And I did like it. But if I haven't eaten a piece of cold cheese pizza in a long time. And if I did, it would be just because I was like starving and in a rush. I can take 5 minutes to throw it into my toaster oven, and cold pizza, I still like it, but I like it more when it's heated up a little bit.
Next question comes in from El Gringo. He says, with the Jets having a lot of draft capital in the next draft, can we expect Joe Douglas to start trading picks for veterans? Probably not. I mean, if anything, maybe you'll see something like what they did with Nate Hairston, where they dealt away a conditional late round pick for a corner who they felt could help them and was on the roster bubble somewhere else. Maybe you see a deal or two like that, but I think that's the most you're going to get.
Yeah. This is another thing. Just he mentioned that. That's another reason why people are so pro Joe Douglas right now. It's not just because of the players he has already acquired. It's also because of the way he has managed to acquire a whole bunch of draft picks still in the future. So people feel like this has got a really good base and foundation now, and you still have a bunch more draft picks next year going on to build from there. But yeah, I'd say that every team is always in a position to do like a Nate Harrison type trade. I'd say like best case scenario is the Jets play way above what everybody's thinking this year. They have like a make it to the playoffs even. And then if that happened and they felt great and like, oh my God, we're a lot closer than expected, then maybe in the off season they try to do that. But more realistically, I'd say not next off season, but the one after that is when you could start expecting him to start doing stuff like that. And again, I absolutely do think that Joe Douglas will be willing to budge off his number and be more flexible in that type of stuff if he feels that the team is close enough. But he's got to feel that team's close enough before he starts doing things like that.
That's going to wrap up part one of the mailbag. We'll be back with part two tomorrow. In the meantime, make sure that you are checking out Chris on Twitter at CNibley and at Jets Insider and reading his very big deal work over at jetsinsider.com. And check out everything we've got going over at playlikeajet.com and the Play Like a Jet YouTube channel. Luke Grant has been killing it over on our YouTube channel, putting up almost daily videos, film reviews of Marcus May, Quinnen Williams, Elijah Moore, Zach Wilson, Carl Lawson, Corey Davis, and so many more. Plus, he's got your predictions on what the five best training camp battles are going to look like as we head into camp this Tuesday. Expectations for Bryce Hall in 2021 as the most likely guy to be the top corner in the Jets secondary. Kayla Pace has her commentaries up, Pace's playbook. And we've got clips from our weekly live U Stadium show, Play Like a Jet Live. That's every Wednesday at 7 o'clock with U Stadium, but also you can check out some clips on our YouTube channel. If you haven't subscribed yet, please go ahead and subscribe right now. And if you haven't given us a 5-star review on iTunes for the podcast yet, if you could go ahead and do that for us, really appreciate it. Easy way to help out the show if you like what we're doing. Doesn't take you much time, doesn't cost you any money, but it goes a long way to help us out. So if you could go ahead and do that for us, we'd be quite grateful. And for the latest and greatest in New York Jets podcasts and content, you know where to go. That's Play Like a Jet Digital and PlayLikeAJet.com.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.